An Ever-Present Help in Trouble by Thomas Brooks. A Word in Season to Suffering Saints. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 3. This divine presence is the greatest good in the world. The people of the Lord should be very thankful for his presence with them in their greatest troubles and deepest distresses. Oh, sirs, this divine presence is a great mercy. It is a special mercy. It is a distinguishing mercy. It is a big-bellied mercy with many mercies in its womb. It is a mercy-greatening mercy. It greatens all the mercies we enjoy. It is a mercy-sweetening mercy. It sweetens health, strength, riches, honors, trade, relations, etc. It is a soul mercy. A mercy which reaches the soul, which cheers the soul, which lifts up the soul, which quiets the soul, which satisfies the soul, and which will go to heaven with the soul. Will you not be thankful for such a mercy? Will you be thankful for temporal mercies, and will you not be thankful for spiritual mercies? To enjoy the presence of God when we most need it is a mercy which deserves perpetual praises. It is the greatest mercy in this world to enjoy the gracious presence of God in our great troubles and desperate dangers. Therefore, be much in blessing God and in admiring God for his presence with you in a dark and trying day. I will be with you. I will never leave nor forsake you. Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Psalm 47, verse 7. God is our refuge and strength. An ever-present help in trouble. Psalm 46, verse 1.